Good morning. It's 11 minutes before the hour. You're listening to NPR's Morning Edition over Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka, where it's 43 degrees overcast. Light rain has been falling this morning. Today's Thursday, October 27, 2011. I'm Robert Woolsey with Raven News. Sitka's financial situation is good right now, but that could soon change. That was the update from Municipal Finance Director Jay Sweeney, which he gave to the Sitka Assembly on Tuesday night. The Assembly receives regular updates on city finances, often down to the penny, and while city staff provided all the numbers like they do every quarter, the bulk of Tuesday night's presentation was focused on Sitka's overall financial health. KCAW's Ed Ronco reports.
City Finance Director Jay Sweeney began with the good news.
Compared to most municipalities in the United States, we're incredibly lucky.
Sitka, he says, is healthy. The city has enough cash in reserve for emergencies. The budget is balanced. And so far, services have not suffered from drastic cuts like those in other less lucky municipalities. But
there are clouds on the horizon that we need to be cognizant of and keep an eye on, especially as we move into the budget preparation season for fiscal year 13.
Sweeney said the city's financial position is beginning to be stretched. In his words, not enough butter scraped over too much bread. Sitka's needs, he says, could soon outpace Sitka's money. And he points to a few reasons. One is deferred maintenance, things that could use fixing but that get put off because the money is needed elsewhere.
Maintenance, and especially deferred maintenance, is a silent problem. It has no advocate who will come up and pound the table to make sure more money's put there. And so when you're sometimes faced with tough decisions, it's the first and easiest place to go to cut money out.
But Sweeney says that means bigger costs over time. For example, the city's roads. It costs more to replace a failed road than it does to repair one that's in the process of failing. And so Sweeney warns that putting off needs for too long could make an ugly picture down the road. He says, for example, if the city doesn't put money toward repairing infrastructure, eventually Sitka will reach a point where it has to replace it without the money set aside to do so. And that's when the difficult choices begin, discussions about raising taxes or cutting services. Sweeney's other major worry is something he calls services creep.
And let me give you an example.
Enter an area of the city called Kimsham. Sitka took an old landfill and turned it into ball fields with a small clubhouse to sell refreshments. The area, Sweeney says, is marvelous.
But that facility has got to be maintained. The grass has to be cut. The dirt has to be scraped, the fences have to be mended, the building has to be painted, it's got to be patrolled, and all of that now is a permanent requirement that adds a permanent level of manpower.
And therefore, a permanent level of money to fund it. The amounts are small, but Sweeney says they add up over time. And his report offers some trends and identifies some issues. He says costs are going up, but the money coming into the city is stagnant. He also says city employees are going to be asking for wage increases soon. And he's worried about federal funding from a law called the Secure Rural Schools and Communities Act. It's money that the city and schools get from the federal government because Sitka is unable to tax the land in the national forest that surrounds it. The money, more than $1 million for Sitka, could soon disappear.
That's a game changer in terms of what we would have to do because we simply can't find that amount of cuts within our general fund without giving up some services to the citizens. So we would have to embrace that discussion.
Assemblymember Pete Esquiro says he felt Sweeney's presentation was a mix of good and bad news, but mostly clearer than reports he's heard in the past.
The way I process it is the same way that I process information that I would get from my staff if I were running a business.
Esquiro retired after 30 years as general manager of the Northern Southeast Regional Aquaculture Association, which runs salmon hatcheries.
If I decide to expand production numbers, I've got to be able to buy the food for these expanded numbers of fish, or I've got to actually know what the full cost is.
And the same, he says, is true for how he'll approach his job as an assembly member, trying to strike the proper balance between letting the city grow and making sure it can maintain that growth.
You know, it's human nature to always want to continue to expand and get bigger and get better. And I think that's good. we also have to be realistic and make sure that we can, you know, that we can carry through with our plans.
Sweeney's report came during a work session before Tuesday's meeting. The Assembly's planning another work session in January to talk about the city's financial situation in more depth. Then it goes to work on the 2013 budget sometime in the spring. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.
There will be no relief for Sitka's budget crunch next year from the cruise ship sector. The decline in cruise ship calls, which began in 2009, will continue into 2012, when Sitka's passenger count is expected to hit a five-year low. For the first time ever next summer, Hoonah will have more cruise ship visitors than Sitka. Fred Reeder with the Cruise Line Agencies of Alaska told the Sitka Chamber of Commerce yesterday that the Icy Straits Point cruise destination was reaping the benefits of sustained marketing at the expense of Sitka.
Like it or not, other communities are out stealing your cruise passengers right now. Icy Straits Point, Hoonah, they've been sending delegations to Miami and Seattle for the last 6 years. Who are they taking it from? They're taking it from you.
Sitka and Hoonah had comparable cruise visits this season, but next year Sitka will drop to 116,000 and Hoonah will go up to 140,000. Reeder encouraged the city of Sitka to improve its marketing, but conceded that geography favored the port closest to Juneau.
The issues and the challenges facing Sitka is one, is we're on the outside of Baranof, and it's far easier to pull into Hoonah on the way, which is on the inside passage, than it is to come around to Sitka because of the cost of fuel. Whatever we do, we have to be out there and try and make Sitka as attractive as we can.
Reeder argued that cruise ship visitation represented real revenue for the community. He said that the city finance department traditionally budgeted about $5 in sales tax revenue per cruise visitor, peaking in 2008 at 289,000 passengers. Cruise ship visitation represented almost $1.5 billion in sales tax revenue. In 2012, that figure will be closer to $500,000. Reeder framed his remarks in an overall presentation on the efforts by the Alaska Travel Industry Association to reinvigorate statewide travel marketing. Reeder played four television spots aimed at Alaska's so-called primary market, college-educated visitors with no children at home, 45 to 65 years of age, who earn over $75,000 a year. Based on research, the spots all touch on Alaska's main selling points: mountains, glaciers, and wildlife. Here's what one of them sounds like.
Alaska.
It's the place you've always dreamed of, where the ordinary is simply extraordinary, and the views, like your memories, go on forever. When was the last time a vacation took your breath away? Alaska. Begin your adventure at AlaskaBeyondYourDreams.com.
Reeder, who until recently sat on the board of the ATIA, said the organization hoped to maintain a $20 million annual budget for marketing, with the goal of building awareness of Alaska on a par with other major destinations like Disneyland, Las Vegas, California, and Hawaii. Reeder said focus groups had responded positively to the ad campaign. Many people said the ads helped them see the state as something other than remote, cold, and snowy. That, said Reeder, was a major goal.
What we have to do as a state is to convince them that it really isn't that big a deal, that it's easy to get here, that it's an easy one to check off your bucket list.
The return on investment is huge, Reeder said. The one national visitor industry statistic in which Alaska leads is visitor spending, almost $3,000 per person, not including travel costs. According to ATIA data, only Hawaii comes anywhere close in visitor spending at $2,700 per person. The average for the rest of the 48 states is only $645. Governor Sean Parnell said yesterday that he doesn't plan to introduce legislation establishing a coastal management program during the upcoming session. Three coastal community leaders are seeking to revive the program and take the issue to the people in the form of a ballot initiative if the legislature doesn't act. An initiative application has been filed, and if it's certified, proponents must gather almost 26,000 signatures. One of the leaders, Juneau Mayor Bruce Botello, has said the goal is to have 27,000 signatures collected before the start of the legislative session on January 17th. Parnell said yesterday it's premature to say whether the state needs a new program, but I can tell you, he said, the state has a robust permitting system that communities have input into multiple times for every project, and we're making the current system work for communities and individuals. Parnell declined to speak to the specifics of the initiative, noting that he can't use his office to advocate for or against an initiative. An opt-in coastal management program, allowing states to put conditions on certain activities on federal lands and waters, ended June 30th after several failed attempts by lawmakers to save it. The end came as coastal communities sought a greater say in development decisions that could affect their way of life, particularly with the future potential of offshore oil and gas development. The proposed initiative calls for a coastal policy board that provides local input in evaluating the effectiveness of district coastal management plans. It also says the board must approve district plans if, among other things, they address a coastal use or resource of concern as demonstrated by local knowledge or supported by scientific evidence. Questions about what role local knowledge and scientific evidence should play were major sticking points during the last legislative debate. The Alaska Federation of Natives last week endorsed the new proposal. Zone weather forecast today for Sitka and Port Alexander calls for periods of rain. Highs around 48, southwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour, becoming southeast this afternoon. Tonight, windy with rain, lows around 41. Southeast winds increasing to east, 30 miles per hour late. Tomorrow, windy with rain, highs around 48. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW, in Sitka.